Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favourite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Is that his answer?
Oh, yeah. That works. Oh, yeah.
People make mistakes.
People make mistakes at certain times, at certain quizzes. It's fine.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Julianne Russell joins us this morning, fresh from another big victory from Galway United's perspective. Julianne, that was a tricky, hard-fought win with all the tension the penalties brings.
Hi, how are you? Yeah, it was a mental game, to be honest. Obviously, it's nice to come out winning on penos, but I think it could have went either way, to be honest. But fortunately, it went with us at Galway United.
This is the second year of this competition, so it's obviously going to take a while to bed into everybody's consciousness and just how important it is. But from a player's perspective, cups and the difference that you get in opponents, presumably it's very enjoyable.
It is. Look, I think like any club wants to win silverware, so it doesn't really matter what competition it is. So we're just delighted to retain it again. And I think it's great that we get the opportunity to play against the teams in the north as well, and to see the standard up there, and just to get that experience. It's brilliant. So I think it's a really good addition that the FAI have done.
And a chance at more silverware, Julianne, because you're often thinking of the league and counting down, and you're looking at the table and the points and all of that, but a chance to go out and win a cup on the day.
Absolutely. Like a cup final, anything can happen, and I suppose that's the beauty of cup games as well. So as you said, it's an opportunity to win silverware, and it's always a joy to get your hands on some.
And a lovely photo there of your daughter Rosie. She's turned one and she's had some incredible sporting moments.
She has. She's like my lucky little charm. She's probably seen a lot of victories in her 1 year of life compared to a lot of people. But it was so special to have her there again and to be able to celebrate the victory with her. And as I said previously, it'll be just so lovely to show her when she's older. And you never know, she might play sport herself. But yeah, it's a really, really cool memory.
Oh, it's brilliant to see. And like, for yourself, how are you finding it all and balancing obviously playing at such a high level and being a mother as well at the same time?
Yeah, I'm absolutely loving it. By no means is it easy, not going to lie. It's full on. I'd be lost without my husband and my family around me. She's been carted to my sister and family all the time when I've training and games and whatnot. But I absolutely love playing football and obviously love being a mum. So, it's a joy balancing them both together.
Are you actually better as a footballer now because you've got such limited time? You have to become a genius, a bit of a ninja at time management. And so therefore, I presume when you're going training, you're not phoning it in, you're not kind of taking it easy. You're like, okay, I have to go for this now because I've got such a limited window to get good tonight.
Yeah, I was actually saying it to my husband the morning of the co-final, saying like, I don't even have time to think about games and training. I just kind of go out and play and enjoy it that way. And it's kind of like me time because I don't have anyone hanging off me and I'm not preparing for a million other things. So I think that's why I'm just enjoying it at the moment and playing well. So hopefully long may it continue.
It's kind of a similar question that we ask of people who are in full-time employment. You know, Phil Healy went back to work having just represented Ireland in such stunning fashion in the Olympic Games. And talking to her in the build-up over the last 18 months, she definitely found that having that release from a very high-octane sprinting career, but like also being able to balance that traditionally we would have said, you've got to be full-time professional footballer, you've got to be full-time doing whatever it is if you want to be at the very elite level. But maybe there's something in actually having an athletics career that's balanced out with a job and balanced out with a family, and that maybe the GAA guys all this time have had the best of all the worlds.
Yeah, like, look, I think it totally depends on the person. If I was to be full-time professional, I'd probably have to do something else on the side as well, just to keep my brain ticking. And I'm just used to being like a million miles an hour all the time. So I kind of know no different. Maybe if I was younger and was exposed to that professional environment early on, I would have just wanted to do that and not continue with like my studies and work and whatnot. But that's just what I'm used to, and I love it. So I think it just varies per person, to be totally honest.
Would you have got nervous in the build up to a game, say maybe prior to having a family and all of that? Like, you had more to think about. Would you have got more nervous? Would you have thought about it more? Is it different now?
Yeah, it is different. I would have thought about it way more and overanalyzed probably. But I actually just don't have the time to do that now. I just go out and enjoy it. And like, I always obviously enjoyed it before having a family and whatnot, but I definitely just like don't be overanalyzing absolutely everything and just go out and play.
And when you think of your journey, like obviously starting out with Ireland at such a young age, playing the whole way up, then coming off the squad, probably waiting for that call up, for it to happen the way it has it been a mad couple of months?
It is, like, you couldn't write what happened, to be honest. Like, it's mental, and it's just so special, and I'm just so grateful that it all has happened. And I suppose, like, I have put in a lot of hard work since coming back from having Rosie. Like, by no means is it an easy thing to do to get back to full fitness and balancing it all. So it might look easy from the outside, but it definitely is a lot of hard work. But as I said, I love it. So I'm delighted that I have the opportunity to be playing and at such a high level and doing well.
Recent league form has been mixed. Is there an opportunity to use this now as a spur for the rest of the season? Because you've loads of games in hand. You're obviously 12 points off Athlone, but they have played 3 games more than you at the top of the table. So is there an opportunity to use this as motivation, as form, as momentum?
Absolutely. As you mentioned, we're 3 games behind, which is not ideal, but it gives that belief that we can kind of claw ourselves back. And like, you just never know with football. I think there's 9 games left that everyone else has. And like, if we just kind of build on the weekend and keep going, you never know. But like, Athlone and Shells are up there and they're both quality teams. So perhaps we'd have to hope that they slip up as well a little bit and that we just win the rest of our games.
And has there been any legacy from the team qualifying for the World Cup in terms of interest in the league that is it tangible for you as somebody who's out there on the pitch?
What do you mean by that, Drew?
I guess I'm wondering, we said and we hoped at the time that football in Ireland would benefit, and that there would be something that you can actually kind of point to and say increase in attendances, increase in quality, increase in coverage. Have we actually managed to do any of the things that we hoped would come through?
I've definitely seen more of an interest in coverage and in attendance. I don't know if that's off the back of the World Cup, to be totally honest. Like with Galway United, I think the media team are brilliant, and the way they kind of do coverage, and also the way the club have pushed for getting attendances. And I think we broke the record during the season with nearly 3,000 at it. I think there is definitely more of an interest from the public because of the World Cup, especially with young girls seeing what kind of went on and being able to watch it on the TV. But we probably could continue to build more off that as well and put more focus on it. But all in all, it's definitely an improvement.
And probably need to get the games televised more. Like, it was great to see the All-Ireland Cup that it was on television for the first time.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's key. Like, it doesn't really matter if it's on TG Car or Virgin Media or RT, as long as it's out there and the public have access to it. Like, I know where I live in Wicklow, like, so many people were on to me when I was out walking yesterday saying, like, we watched the game, and like, they'd never ever be watching football, or they probably wouldn't go into Terryland or into the games, but just because it was on TV and they'd access to it, they were watching it. So I think it's so important to try and continue to get more games televised.
And just on the game itself, the fact that it went straight to penalties, that there's the no extra time, what did you think of that?
I hadn't a clue that was happening. I was all set for half time or for extra time, and we were in the huddle and I was saying, like, come on now, we'll keep going. And everyone's like, it's penals. So I was mortified.
You relax there.
Yeah. Get back in your box. So, like, obviously I didn't care because we won penals, but if we didn't win, I might have had a different thought process on that.
Yeah, it's a strange one. I don't know if I've seen that before. Have we?
The Charity Shield does it to kind of save time and effort and energy.
Okay, yeah.
But obviously that was the Community Shield, sorry, as yeah, it's correctly
the community
called.
Community Shield.
Yeah, it is a strange one.
But the fact then, I suppose, the Jamie Eriksson nerves of steel for that last penalty. How are you feeling at that point?
I know. Look, I was actually super confident with Jamie. She takes her time over the penalty. She did that in the quarter final or the semi-final. And like, she's a good penalty taker. And yeah, I had full faith in her, to be honest.
Just from an Ireland perspective, how do you think about the games that are coming up? And they're so far away at this stage. Like, it's Halloween, a lot of football to be played in the meantime. And yet I presume at the same time, it's always in the back of your mind is that you want to get fit, stay in form, and make sure that whenever there are any selection calls to be made, that you're at the front of Eileen Gleeson's mind.
Yeah, definitely. As you said, like, it's a good bit away, so you don't want to be kind of putting full focus on that. My main focus is with Galway United, but my goal is to, yeah, as you said, stay fit and stay in form, and then hopefully Eileen will put me into the selection or into her thought process and get back into the squad again. But you just never know with football. Like, you don't want to rest your laurels with anything. You just need to be performing week in, week out.
Presumably, though, you've got great confidence at the moment from the quality of performances that you've been putting in. So that kind of is a self-fulfilling cycle, hopefully.
Yeah, like until my name is on a list or I get a phone call, I won't kind of relax, really, to be honest. I'll just kind of keep pushing on, but it does give me confidence, not going to lie. But yeah, we'll just wait and see.
All right, Julianne, great to have you with us this morning. Thanks a million for joining us. Cheers.
Thanks a million. See you guys.